Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Loving it, loving it, loving it.
She may be breezy out there, but she is only warm and heated in here.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Why?
Oh, I feel bad about what I got you to do. I feel guilty. I didn't want you to do it.
I was nearly on my own bandwagon to do it, but
yeah.
I appreciate you not forcing me to do it.
Yeah.
Would I do it again? Probably not.
Probably we'll find not. Out about that. Yeah, you had to answer questions. If you didn't want to answer the question, you had to eat something.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I'll just tell you. I take cat food.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
It's
grim.
You find out some interesting stuff, though.
That's for sure.
We had Louis in, and I'm going to say my favourite game of Cheap Tuesday so far because his categories were incredible.
Yeah, kids' movies, wasn't it?
He sort of has missed the mark, I'm going to say. He's
sometimes.
Not here to defend himself.
Yeah.
The last couple of weeks, giving us some weird movie categories. This week, kids' ones.
Well,
so
we
easy.
Both love them, don't we?
And it's reminiscing.
Disney as well,
it's
you know.
Great, incredible, good day. And we jumped into the car talk as well.
Oh, yeah. Who couldn't you drive with? Your mum or your dad?
Everyone's got a story for that. Everyone.
Oh. Mum got so comfortable driving me, she'd be texting. I was like, Mum, you should be keeping an eye out on the road while I'm driving.
Here's one for you. When Georgie grows up, do you reckon she'll be in with you or with Kat? Who's she going lessons with?
Nah, probably Kat. Because I'm one of those people that I'll break while you're driving. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I just don't trust
you. You're a helicopter parent. In the car.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, making those sounds.
You got 200 meters before you hit the. Now I'm going to brake. Fair. Well, good luck to you, George.
You can check it all out right now on the podcast.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
It's where Albert Einstein, who you would know.
Genius,
absolutely. He wrote down his famous E equals MC squared.
Yes.
And it's been sold for a whopping $1.2 million at auction. Pretty good piece of history, I reckon.
It's a great piece of history, but what are you going to do with it?
Well, I mean, to me, that's more important than the Charlie Bit My Finger video that went for $900,000 as an NFT.
I guess so.
You know what I mean? I've got the Charlie Bit My Finger thing on my phone.
This is true. Yeah, I get it. I just know it's a piece of paper.
Yeah, fair enough. It's pretty amazing. If you've got that money to sort of splash around and people walk in and you go, oh, yeah, that's just...
It's an original.
Albert Einstein wrote that E equals MC squared. That's where he came up with it.
Hate to have a house
wall.
Fire.
Yeah, that's true. Insurance job. So what I thought we'd do is how well do you know your historical figures?
Not very well. It's never been my strong suit history.
Okay. Well, let's see how you go. So I'll give you... Because I won't go, what did they do? Like, okay. I won't say like, because if I...
That's quite technical.
That might be a bit harder. If I give you a description of something, for instance, like famous person that sang happy birthday to the president.
Marilyn Monroe.
Bang.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll give you a clue along the way. You just have to tell me. We're going to do it quickly. So I've got...
So just first thing that comes to my mind?
You can pass. You can pass as well. The goal here is to get all eight.
Well, that's going to happen, yes.
You can do it.
I can do it. All right.
Alrighty. The thing is, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit of pressure, but that's okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Herbie and her historical figures. Let's see if we can get all eight. Kicking off with this one. You got 1 minute. American boxer and civil rights campaigner.
Why can't I think of him?
Pass. British author, wrote a book called Animal Farm.
Pass. Oh, no. Owen Wilson. No.
George Orwell. I'll give you that one. Thanks. Created famous cartoon characters.
Mickey Mouse. What's his name? Napoleon. No. I know the one I'm thinking of.
Pass it.
Yeah, pass.
Queen of Egypt back in like 69 to 30 BCE.
The Sphinx. No. No. What's her name? Pass.
Discovery of gravitational force. He did the thing with the apple and the tree.
Lance Armstrong. No.
No.
Keep going.
Famous Italian painter, scientist.
Da Vinci.
Yes.
Yes.
First person on the moon.
Lance Armstrong. Neil Armstrong.
The discovery of gravitational force.
I don't know it. Pass.
American boxer and civil rights.
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali. Well done.
Oh, wow. Do you know what? Better than I thought.
Yeah, you did very well, actually. Walt Disney was the other one.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Isaac Newton.
No.
Cleopatra.
Yes, I did think that. Yes, yes.
You did very well.
Didn't come to my mind, many of them, but that's, you know, when you think of it, but you can't say
it. The Sphinx is what you said. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Egypt.
Well, the Queen, yeah, like that's an actual, you know, building.
Yeah.
Piece of history, no doubt.
Well, we've had a lesson today.
Toby and Josh and Carol.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Do you remember Herbie? Because we're going to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
We're going to get personal here.
Oh,
but
okay.
Before we do that, I need you to answer this.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we talked about, we're talking about toppings like relish and stuff, and I went off, I was like, nah, don't like that.
Yeah.
And then you're like, pate.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And I was like, nah, grossest thing ever.
And I said, I'm a big fan of pate. I love it on a cheese platter.
Yeah.
I love it, like quince paste pate. Yeah, you got to have it on. Yeah, of course.
Anyway, and then we were talking about that old couple in the UK who found a delightful pate, and it turned out that what they were eating wasn't a pate, but it was cat food.
Yes.
And you were like, yeah, I'd eat that.
No. Oh, I didn't say that. I said I could have easily mistaken. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember.
But you said you'd eat it. You're being brave. And you're like,
no,
yeah,
I wasn't being brave.
Okay.
I just said that they did it and I could see how the accident would happen.
Because any pate is good pate.
No.
Anyway,
so
we've got that. We've got the cat food pate right now.
No.
We do.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Okay, this is the thing.
Oh, he's actually handed me a plate.
It stinks too. It smells like cat food. Now, I personally, I wouldn't
Josh.
Do it. And you don't have to eat it at all.
Oh, yuck. This is cat food. I said I like pate.
Yeah, but you actually said off air that you would eat it. You're
no,
like,
I said
oh,
I
no,
see
no,
how.
I'd try it. You'd be like, I'd try it. You don't have to do it.
Okay.
You don't have to eat it. That's the thing.
Okay. What do I have to do to not eat it then?
Well, I mean, I can't force you to do anything, but I'm going to ask you some questions.
Yeah.
Pretty personal questions. If you don't want to answer it, you don't have to. You just have to have a little nibble, just a little taste of the cat food. Is that safe for humans? I'm pretty sure it is.
Do you know what? It actually doesn't look too bad. Like, it smells quite intense.
All right.
But it looks a little bit like a pudding.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
No.
Let's kick it off with an easy one.
Okay.
Do you have a favourite brother?
Yes.
Okay.
Sean. Easy.
Oh, geez, that was easy.
There you go.
Ask all my brothers.
Didn't have to eat it.
Yeah.
Didn't have to eat it.
Love them all, but yeah, Sean. Mm. Sean's everyone. Even he'd be mum and dad's favourite too.
Oh, really?
He's just that good.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Great
good
guy.
On you, Sean. Loving Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true that you will be on a reality TV show in 2021? And which show is it?
This is not fair.
You don't have to answer it. You don't have to try it anyway. I would honestly say don't try it. When I thought about this off air, I was like, this is a great idea. Now I'm thinking
that. Yeah, because you know I can't answer that.
Yeah, but I mean, don't eat it. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't.
I can't answer it.
Don't do it. Oh, it tastes like. Is that any good?
Oh.
Oh, God, this is a terrible idea.
Yuck, it's so gross. It's so gross. My eyes are watering.
Should we cut it there?
Go to one more.
One more.
Oh.
All right.
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, it's to the back of my throat. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Go.
Out of all the people you've worked with, am I your favourite that you've ever had to work with?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Are you all right?
Oh, no, that's disgusting. Do you want some?
I'll give it a taste.
Are you going to?
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm putting it. It's on my finger. That's enough.
It's so gross. Don't eat cat food.
And Josh drive you home. Okay, Rock.
Driving you home. 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Derby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Going to need to get your thoughts in a second, Joel on the Surf Coast. This is something that me and Herbie can't agree on. Surprise, surprise.
We've been debating about this one for a few hours now.
So there's an article out, and it's about how most people believe that they could spend 16 days alone in the great outdoors.
Yep.
But 83% of them don't actually know how to start a fire. So how well are they going to go in that 16 days is the question.
Oh, especially if we've got weather like today.
Mm, yeah.
You need a fire at some stage. You'll freeze to death out there.
If you can't, you know, start a fire, which I would say would be one of the easier ones, what are you going to do when you're building, you know, shelter?
Exactly.
A little bit more complicated.
Finding food.
Exactly right. And I said, well, surely most people know how to start a fire because they would have done it on survival camp. And that's something you do when you're in high school and you go to survival camp just to – and by the time survival camp, I mean, it's very loosely a camp, but they just make it a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Like you camp on your own for a little bit.
And I said straight away, survival camp? And you go, yeah, don't you remember going on survival camp?
Mm.
No. I went on school camp, but there was no surviving part of it. We didn't have a survival camp at the school I went to.
Right.
And this is why it makes me think maybe more because you went to a bit of a upper-class school, one for the elite only. And maybe...
As you can tell, just by the way I speak, clearly.
Just maybe the elite kids don't know how to start the fire, so they have to be sent off to survival camp.
So you can chime in here. We've put the poll up on Instagram, and I want to know...
Because you're adamant.
Oh, I reckon everyone went to survival camp. Surely that's the thing. Survival camp, it was like 3 days and you just camped outside in like, you know, you set up your own tent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. No, we had cabins when I went to school camp.
Okay. It
just didn't happen. Mm. Now, we have had a poll going at our Instagram at K-Rock. Did you go on survival camp is the question. You reckon 100% people did, Josh?
I think, yeah, most people would.
76% of people, no, they didn't.
Oh, really?
It's just you, Mr. Posh Boy.
No, I think it's because the people that are voting are a bit younger and they, you know, the generation below us a little bit weaker. Can't sit down on their own.
It just shows.
Keep voting throughout the show because
we can touch
we
back
might
on it.
Find something.
Or contact us if you did go to this survival camp.
It's 100% a real thing.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Derby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Welcoming into the studio, Louis Zacca.
Louis,
hello.
Louis.
You are in here for the movie quiz. This is fantastic. You play us some of your favourite bits, Herbie.
Yep. And we've got to guess which movie it comes from. Tell you what, Louis, we're not the biggest movie buffs, so let's hope that this week goes better than previous.
Yeah, it should be. This week's theme is based on my good friends Bree and Jordan, who've just had a baby.
Okay, congratulations.
So we're doing kids' movies.
Oh,
Rick.
All right.
Yes.
We love this.
We're playing to our strengths.
Here we go.
I like it.
Here
I
we
like
go.
It. All righty, here we go. First grab.
I don't want to be a pie.
I don't like gravy.
Easy.
Which one is it?
Do you know what it is? It's Chicken Run.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen Chicken Run in ages. No, I've seen it, but oh my golly goodness, that took me back. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, she's
one.
Excited.
She is.
Good movie too.
Good one, Louis. Yes.
All right.
I'm into this.
Now we're up. Now we're up and about. Here we go. Number two.
It's James.
Oh, don't eat me.
James and the Giant Peach.
It is?
Correct, yeah.
Bang.
That is another good one.
Yeah, I thought it was The Peach because it's James, obviously.
Great book, great movie.
I only found out Tim Burton was the director of that one recently.
Talented man.
I feel any quirky movie, it's going to be him. Like Nightmare Before Christmas.
Any animated quirky
Edward
movie.
Edward Scissorhands? Was that
him? He did him. Yeah.
But the odd thing, Helena Bonham Carter wasn't in James and the Giant Peach. She's normally in every Tim Burton.
Yeah.
They were married, weren't they?
I think
And not anymore, though.
Okay.
Fun movie facts, everyone.
All right, here we go. Third one. Let's see how we go.
Focus, dude.
Oh, so easy.
Oh, he lives, hey, dude.
Oh.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's Finding Nemo.
Yes.
Well done, guys.
Three from three.
Gosh, they are all great films.
Hey, just quickly, thanks for doing that, first of all. Did you go to survival camp?
Survival camp.
Yeah.
So when you went to school, did you go to survival? Like, I went to school camp, but I never had to go to survival camp.
Well, we did one called Outward Bound.
That would be the same thing.
Yeah, in the valley of Canberra where it was like -2 overnight.
Did every student go to it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Maybe the word survival is the wrong
No, I still didn't go to a survival camp.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Derby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Right now, though, there is a certain day of the week which you are more likely to pass on if you're taking your driver's test than the other four.
See, I just don't believe that. I feel like if you're prepared, you're ready, you know what you're doing, you've done your hours, then you're going to pass.
But it might depend on how the instructors are feeling too.
Oh, yes, okay. I did not think about this.
You know, you got to think about all the factors. Any advantage that you can take is what you're going for.
Exactly.
So they found that Monday pass rates were higher than any other day at 47.15. Jeez, a lot of people not passing. And then followed by Tuesday, then Thursday, and the least chance was on a Friday. Which doesn't, Friday, you think everyone's in a good mood and ready to go.
You'd think so, but I guess maybe being a driving instructor, because Monday I wouldn't think you're going to be passing many people because you've got to work on the Monday, but maybe it works, you haven't had too many people to pass, so no one's really annoyed you yet.
Yeah, that's right.
So you haven't been frustrated, but by the time Friday rolls around, so many people have been failing, they've been doing the wrong thing, you've only had a few success cases, so you're thinking, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, exactly right.
Did you pass your first go?
First go, yeah, on my birthday.
On when, 16th birthday? Oh, no, 18th, when you turned 18.
18th birthday, yeah. But to get there was an ordeal.
It is, isn't it?
Like you're driving with, you know, I had to end up hiring an instructor.
Oh, really?
Oh, I refused to drive with my mum after that. Yeah. Oh. They would take us, because we grew up in Melbourne, to a uni car park on a Sunday.
Oh, that's classic.
There's no one there.
Yep.
Absolutely none. She would get into a spot where she felt comfortable that we could take off, where there's nothing on the sides. As soon as we jumped in the car, haven't even taken it out of park yet, the screaming started. And you just like... No.
It's a typical parent thing.
I can't do this. I'm not doing it. So I refuse to go with mum. Would go with dad. Dad was a bit more calm.
Yeah, we went with dad too.
Yeah, just more easy.
I reckon there'd be people out there that are the same as you and could not hop in the car with one parent.
Yeah. 52232955. Was there one parent in particular that you just couldn't drive with for a certain reason?
Yeah.
What was it? We'd love to hear from you. Wanting to know, was there a parent that you refused to get in the car with when they were teaching you to drive? obviously, you need as much preparation as you can.
120 hours minimum.
Because we've learnt that if you take the test on a Monday, there's more chance of passing than the rest of the days of the week.
Which I didn't even think to consider when I was booking in for my test.
You'd think everyone would be grumpy, wouldn't you? Friday,
exactly.
Apparently. Not so much. You'd think everyone would be happy.
Well, we're happy.
No. Worst day you can take it. Worst day. Don't do it on a Friday. That's all I'm saying.
We've got Stuart. You actually think you know why people are failing more on a Friday?
Yeah, I don't know if it's... I heard a rumour. I don't know the true facts to it or not. But,
love rumours.
If they fail a lot of them on the Friday because they don't want them to drive on the weekend on their own with a new licence.
Oh.
For safety reasons.
It sort of makes sense.
I mean, yeah, I don't know how true that is either, but...
There's more traffic on the weekends.
That's true. And then there's no one on Monday.
Yeah, and it's a safety thing that they're not out there driving on their own without with a new licence.
To be fair, it's a conspiracy theory and I'm all for it. So.
As I said, we love rumours.
Well done, Stewie. Maddie, in Armstrong Creek, you refuse to drive with your dad.
Yeah.
Why?
He's just such a bad passenger. Like, you're either braking too early or you're not braking early enough. And he's always on that, the oh shit bar, as they call it, fake brakes. He's just a really bad passenger. And, like, learning was not great with him. Actually, I don't think he would get in the car with me because he knew how he was.
Really? How does he go as an actual driver? Do you like hopping in the car with him?
Like, I trust him with my life, obviously. But
he just doesn't trust you.
I get my driving habits from him, and I reckon my brother gets his driving habits from mum.
All right,
it does separate like that.
Yeah, thank you, Maddie. Did you have a parent that you refused to get in the car with?
well, I would end up driving with dad, but that's because I didn't refuse with mum. It's because mum refused to drive with me after my first driving lesson. I was learning in a manual and I bunny hopped a bit too hard and gave mum whiplash. So bad, so she went to the doctors and missed work.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, there's been a bit of news regarding coronavirus over the last 24 hours. We found out late yesterday that there was 4 cases. And then this morning there was a 5th added to that. And just an hour ago we found out that there's been another 4 connected to that outbreak. And I think for many people at the moment, they're feeling a little unsettled.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you hear the restrictions placed in Melbourne, in Greater Melbourne, mm-hmm. and how the masks are back in, restrictions on households have happened. I think WA has already ruled out the fact that we can go there.
The bubble, New Zealand bubble, that's been put on pause.
Put on hold as well. So when I heard that, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Because we've got, selfishly, we've got a trip booked up for Kat's 30th because she's from North Queensland.
Yes.
And on three occasions when we've had plans for either her family coming down here or us going up there, it's been cancelled. So in that whole period of 15 months.
Which is crazy, and you've had a baby in that time as well.
Yeah, that's right. And the other, but not so much, I'm pretty crazy with these, like, which is lucky. I don't, like, big things sort of don't faze me, but it's definitely like when you see my partner and how hard it is for her, because she's, thankfully, I'm so lucky, and you'd be the same with these, when you've got a relationship and a job where, like radio, where you've got to travel around the country, and then you've got, like, if you want to progress and get better, you've got to move. And
sort of sacrifices that your partners make.
That's right. And so, you know, she thankfully, she's followed me from North Queensland all the way to Victoria, which is, you know, completely different.
And at a time which is not the greatest time to be in Victoria over the last 15 months.
That's right. And also, like, Kat doesn't have a lot of friends down here because she's followed me. And, like, so every time we've moved somewhere, she's had to make friends again. And then she's gone, okay, we've got to go because Josh has got a job down here and, you know, we're moving to Victoria. And then, so my concern is, like, having to her to watch her not be able to travel for her birthday, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, would just be devastating. And because you can't do anything to help someone like that. Like, there's nothing I can do. I can't.
And you say it's, like, people will be like, oh, it's just a birthday. But I think when it's added up over time, many people would be feeling these emotions at the moment. I know last year I struggled a lot because I had moved to a new town and it was in the heart of it. So could not go anywhere, like, leave the house, was doing the show from home. And I struggled. I'm an extrovert that likes to speak to people I remember calling my, you could get Dad on the phone. I called him nearly every day crying because it just, I'd had enough. And thankfully for me, things have gotten better. Wow. I'm in a situation now where I feel a lot happier. But I know there's many people out there who, the roller coaster for them, they were at a fine place last year. And now these news today, they're on the downhill. And it's just, it's not fun for anyone. Many people are feeling the effects today.
I think that, and so what annoys me about it is like, I hate wearing masks. But, like, you know, we saw yesterday how that everyone's just dropped off. It's gone from 90% of people wearing masks on public transport to 50%. Because everyone's like, oh, it doesn't exist anymore.
Don't need to do it.
And there's that vibe about that. Like, even here in the office, like, you know, absolutely, we've sort of, like, gone less, you know.
It's relaxed.
Cautious of what we do, you know, like wiping down benches. Yeah, we do it. But, like, you know, are we, you know, as
strict about it or are we enforcing it much?
You know, so it's just one of those things. And, like, obviously we're not saying that it's going to happen at all. No. But it's just one of those fears that, you know, when people hear that, and especially people that live alone.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's a scary time at the moment. I mean, it is, the cases seem to be in one cluster and it's all connected to the family. Mm. So, yes, it may not be the biggest outbreak yet, but for anyone who is feeling these emotions today, know you're not alone. We're all feeling it. Mm. And check on your neighbours, check on your family, because you don't know those around you who may be affected by this news today.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we've got more details coming up in the news and what's going on there. And, of course, if you ever need to call Lifeline, you can. 13, 11, 14.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah.
So this is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics. Yeah, nah for no, nah yeah for yes.
Yes.
You always say you start off calm, but it's really just a yeah, nah segment.
No, there's some things I like, but you also bring things to the table which just, you know, are going to grind my gears. And if you bring up space one more time, I'm done for. I'm sick of that place.
I love space.
Yeah, but who cares? It's up there.
Yeah, okay.
Haven't even started
and you're angry. All right, here we go. First one, washing your towel after every three uses.
Yeah, nah.
Simply because I probably just wouldn't do it.
That's a lot of effort, isn't it?
It's a lot of effort. Growing up with my four brothers, I'm telling you this, it was disgusting. I remember pulling them aside going, guys, you need to wash them at some stage.
Yeah.
The rotation of towels, they didn't have their own individual towel.
Oh, did they just use the
same? No. Whose towels? Who knows? It was kind of gross. And I used their towels? I probably did growing up.
Yeah.
But these days, nah.
Nah, now you wouldn't.
But I do wash them. But yeah, every yeah. 3 uses.
Apparently three uses is the key because obviously they're wet, so there's more chance of, you know.
But if you have morning shower after, like night shower and then another one in the morning, are you washing it straight away? Probably not.
No. Oh, certainly not. Well, you're not. Kat just loves doing washing. She's like, as soon as she sees it, bang, gotta wash it.
No, but sometimes it makes the towels not soft anymore.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Wearing a beanie when going to bed.
Yeah, no, that's just stupid. You're going to bed.
You'd overheat, wouldn't you?
I would sweat. Oh, my gosh. I have to take socks off. I would melt if I had a beanie on my noggin. That's just ridiculous, too. Why would you do that?
Well, I just had to find a creative way of asking a question about where I'm going to lead my story to.
Okay.
So there's no one in particular that's doing a beanie on their head.
I say, are you doing it because you want to wet your hair?
No, I get super hot.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, like I'm just like, oh, God, this is too warm. So I'm kicking my feet out straight away.
Because you have been wearing a lot more beanies to work.
Because it's cold.
Okay.
Yeah. anyway, so there's this electrical band that they reckon could help people with insomnia because obviously you know how hard it is. They can't sleep.
Yep.
So they can't sleep at night. So it's like you wear like a headband and sends an electrical pulse around. And hopefully that stimulates you enough to helpfully
get you to sleep.
Get you to sleep.
That's interesting.
But I'd feel like that's why I was beanie because it'd be uncomfortable having something on my head.
And zapping you.
Like even like if I had a hoodie on, I can't put my hoodie over my head because I get too hot.
Yeah, oh, that would be interesting. I'd love to speak to someone.
Yeah, that could we'll try and find out a bit more about that. Drinking milk as an adult.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah. We're ending on it. I love milk. Oh, it's so good. And you have it with Milo. Milk is delicious.
Did you go Milo or Nesquik?
Oh, we had both. Yeah. At grandma's house, she had Nesquik. Yeah. And at home, we had Milo.
Nesquik was a bit sweeter. I liked it because it could blend in.
Yeah, but then it's not as good as Milo. In ice cream. You want to have Milo with your ice
cream? Yeah, that's different.
Oh, gosh, now you've got me excited.
So a glass of milk each day can reduce the risk of suffering from heart disease, apparently. They've got lower levels of cholesterol. And they did that study on 2 million Brits.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to tell all the people who are strictly almond or strictly soy.
And where did this oat milk come from?
And don't get me wrong, I've had them. Oh, but the people who fight to death saying this is the only thing for you, guess what? It's not even milk. It's not at all.
It's not a milk.
Just it shouldn't be called milk because it's not
juice
milk.
Or whatever it is. I don't like it. No one should like it. Support the milk industry.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.